This is the New World Report. I'm John Batts with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College to Peru, which is a troubled country, and the news these last days has not improved. We see reports of deaths, reports of arrests, detentions, the closing off of major tourist attraction Machu Picchu. And the demonstration in Lima, Peru on January 23rd is massive. We also have a President Boluarte who continues to carry on, having inherited this role from the now detained and charged President Castillo, former President Castillo. But then there are mixed signals. One, Professor, I mentioned, the Peruvian economy looks to be improving. Now, this is reflecting rearview mirror in 2022. And recent reports about Glencore mine, the copper mine, being disrupted by protests. So how do you measure right now President Boluarte's hold on Lima, the capital, and on the whole country? And does this mean that the economy is going to continue to prosper despite the political turmoil?
Well, John, first of all, with respect to the economic projections and underlying everything that's going on right now, Peru, in terms of its mineral resources, what's in the ground, oil is a fabulously rich country. Going back to the Spanish, going back to Pizarro, if you kick a rock, you find something of value. Peru's economic performance has been a function of, if you didn't stop good things from happening, despite the government, good things continue to happen. Now, one of the issues recently has been, of course, that the protests in areas like Lake Puno, in areas like Cajamarca, in areas even in Amazon, one of the problems was blocking the exit routes, as we've talked about previously, for big mining companies, the Chinese mining companies, non-Chinese mining companies like Glencore, getting their material out, as well as the uncertainty created by the protests disrupting things. And so, there's the forecast that things could get better is based on the idea that you will have relatively, the mines will continue to produce, and with increased international demand in the mineral sector, China's end of the zero COVID policy, things should get better. There is a hopeful projection. The new Boluarte government has put forth a $1.5 billion stimulus package, which, again, if that hopeful projection comes through, things will get better. But beyond what could happen, the real concern is that you have increasingly organized and escalating violent protests in Lima itself, which is bring pressure on a president who, frankly, doesn't have much political capital. I mean, her own president and own party at Peru Libre, Pedro Castillo, it's really his supporters that have turned her own ideological the head of Vladimir Cerrón, the Cuban-trained Marxist, is now, among other leftists with an interest in destabilization, working against her. You have some support for her, although she is on the kind of educated social left. You have some cooperative support from José Williams, the lead of Congress on the right, but no ideological friend over the long term. And so at the end of the day, Boluarte is in an increasingly fragile position. As protests grow, you have even people like Gabriel Boric in Chile talking about the need for some sort of change. So I think the next couple of weeks will be decisive. And frankly, all of those good economic forecasts, it's really going to depend on moving beyond the current instability in the streets. And although I think security forces, the army, are playing this really is with about as much restraint as one could expect, and I know the Peruvian army and security forces well. They are, frankly, a lot more professional than often get credit for. But unless that, unless things change, I think we are in for a deepening grave situation.
Yes, we have a minute. Recapping the protest of President Castillo's detention was notably the president of Mexico, AMLO, and the president of Colombia, Mr. Petro. Have those protests come to anything? Is that an increasing tension in the region? We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, with respect to the statements, certainly by AMLO and by Petro regarding Peru, that has not really carried on. There, AMLO continues to talk about the need for end of repression in Peru, but again, for Boluarte, who actually did not show up at the SLAC summit, showing her increasing divorce from the that part of the Latin American left. I think it illustrates that she's going in a very different direction.
Right.
But at least Other than Evo Morales and his possible intervention in parts of Peru, it is the way things are playing out in Peru depends on the Peruvians themselves.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, the Latin America coverage is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.